The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group. If you've missed any of our episodes or find any information we talk about today helpful to a friend or a family member, send them to our website, ericstewartgroup.com, or find Seniors Solutions on Spotify. So Seniors Solutions on Spotify means you can listen to the entirety of today's show through an app on your phone. If you have a smartphone, you just go to your app store, whatever that might be, and look up Spotify. You can also do iHeartRadio. It's another app that does the same thing. And you'll do a search for Seniors Solutions. You'll find all of our shows there, and you can listen to your heart's content. Hey, today we're joined by Stuart Rosenthal. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Eric.
Yeah, thanks for joining me today. So Sure. You have seen the rise of senior-focused businesses over your 30 years of doing your newspaper. You were the editor of The Beacon, which is the longest-standing newspaper devoted to 50-plus, in our area.
Right.
That focus seems to, again, translate out of what Helen and I do. It focuses on everything. What have you seen? What is your opinion in terms of growth and where we're going for all of the different—
In terms of housing you're talking? Or
in terms of housing, healthcare, anything on the senior
side.
Whoa,
you just want a little bit of everything, huh?
Okay. Yep.
Well, I mean, we all know that people want to stay in their homes as long as they possibly can. That is clearly true from all surveys.
Yes.
85-90% want to stay where they are. Mm-hmm. To do that, there are ways of aging in place. There are villages which are coming up to help people stay where they are. There are, of course, things you can have done to your home to make it more safe to live in. But the truth is, the time comes when most people, you know, are not going to be comfortable living in their own home. Either they're not going to be safe there, or they won't be comfortable there, or it's just too much to take care of, mm-hmm. or it's too expensive to have somebody live with you all the time. So you're going to look at what's out there in terms of independent living, assisted living. There are beautiful options in this area. We have a huge number, especially in Montgomery County, but all over the metropolitan area. The problem is you really have to have money for those. There are not very many that are subsidized and low income. But they do exist. So you just have to, you know, have to look into that, and you can read The Beacon, and you can look at our housing sections every quarter, and you can call the Area Agency on Aging and ask them.
So as far as a resource to look at what options there are for living, would you recommend The Beacon as a place to go to?
Well, we certainly have a lot of advertisers who are offering this kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And we have this quarterly housing and home care options pullout section,
okay,
which talks about that very issue every 3 months. But of course, you can also, you know, as I say, you can call the Area Agency on Aging and you can find more information out that way. And then mm-hmm. you can talk to your friends. I mean, a lot of it has to do with word of mouth. Mm-hmm. What do people like? What are they doing? Are they going to the truly independent places where you really just take care of your own self? Or are they going to the places where there's meals and activities and transportation? Or you're going to an assisted living facility where they even take care of giving you your medicines? And I mean, there's all different levels of care that are out there for those who need them.
Long-term care costs in Virginia have been rising. And they
not
continue
surprising.
To rise.
Yeah.
So the largest increase was for a private room in a nursing home facility.
Mm-hmm.
And nursing home, by the way, isn't your grandma's nursing home. Okay, we're talking about a home where you are being nursed and cared for, where you cannot have independent at that point because either you're sick, you're recovering, whatever it might be. In other words, it's just called a nursing home in the study. That said, that's $102,200 for median annual cost. Nationally, a private room in a nursing home costs $100,000. That's nationally.
It's often even more in this area. It really
is. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes. My mother was in one here, and it was $12,500 a month.
So you're talking $150,000.
Yep.
What did she get for that?
Well, I mean, it was kosher, so that had something to do with
kosher.
Part of the cost.
Okay.
But, you know, it was a Jewish nursing home.
Okay.
She has a small room, just a very small room,
uh-huh.
Right down the hall from the dining hall, and there's a social area, and there are activities and things, and there are nurses on call available, you know, anytime you press a button, and in a few minutes, someone will come in, and there are doctors who come and check on you. You don't have to go out to the doctor. They come to you pretty much.
Okay.
It's a difficult existence. It's not something you want to look forward to. It's not something you plan for. It's something that you plan for in the sense that you might need to at some point, but you don't look forward to doing it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. Right. You know. You need to be prepared.
Yes.
Right? And
if the time comes, that's where you will need to be.
And there's really two ways to prepare yourself. One is just by saving enough money and having invested over a long period of time. The other is by renting wealth, which is what we call insurance. You buy an insurance policy in case you do need it, and you pay for it a little bit at a time for mm-hmm. a future need or non-need, which is what they hope.
Long-term care insurance policy is very important. And, of course, there are even tax breaks for it if you get the right kind of policy.
Do you think that we're going to just continue to see a rise every year going forward?
It seems to me that costs are going up. First of all, the longer we live and the sicker we are, the more expensive it is to keep us alive.
That's true.
So there are all these different treatments and things that are being done, and people have more and more expensive interventions. So that's part of the cost.
Right.
On the other hand, I should mention that if you were to go into a nursing home and spend yourself down and have no money left, most nursing homes won't kick you out. You'll switch onto Medicaid at that point, and the government will pay your way.
For how long?
Until you die.
Medicaid will do that until you die.
Right.
But do they burn through your assets before?
Oh, you have to really spend down almost everything you've got before you're eligible for Medicaid, yes.
Are there any ways to protect your assets?
Oh, yes. You talk to an elder law attorney.
Okay.
And they have ways of – when you say protect your assets, what you really mean is, I think, most people mean by that is you take some of your assets and you transfer them to your children or grandchildren ahead of time. And as long as you do that 5 years – at least 5 years before you go into a nursing home, you get away with it. If you go to the nursing home sooner, then that money gets clawed back into the
– No kidding.
Yeah. Medicaid will not pay you until you've spent that money yourself.
And the verification that they go through to make sure that you've done what you're supposed to do or that they, like you say, could claw back, they verify they've got their ways or
– That's my understanding. I mean, I'm not a lawyer.
Yes,
I mean, I was, but I'm not now. Okay.
All right.
I'm not an elder lawyer.
Yeah.
So I think it's something that you should talk to a lawyer about. I mean, there are lawyers who specialize in this very thing.
So transferring assets earlier – 5 years minimum before you've moved to a nursing home will protect those
assets and
from having those pulled back.
But keep in mind, it also means you've given all of your money to your children and grandchildren. So you want to be sure those are children and grandchildren who will understand what you've done for them and will appreciate, take care of you a little bit too when you go into a nursing home and you have no money left. There are people who have done that kind of thing and then the kids go, bye, and they're left on their own. That doesn't feel good either. So you need to make sure you're careful when you do that kind of thing.
You know what I find as a seniors real estate specialist is I'll go into a home or Helen will go into a home or one of my other team members will go in and they'll meet with somebody who's older. And because we've been trained as seniors real estate specialists, our job is to sell the house. That's how we get paid. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, we don't. But fiduciarily, our responsibility is to make sure the client is cared for. And so we try to be alert to hear
– Yes.
And think of ways that we could at least direct them to the Beacon or to another source where they can get good information or maybe look at this assisted living facility or this one or this
That's
one or this
very
one.
Important.
And knowing most real estate agents don't know what we know because we've developed our whole business in the Senior Solutions team around this, we can guide our sellers through the process of finding the best places and what questions that they can ask. We've just developed a list of
very important
great questions to ask of an assisted living facility,
yes,
continuing care retirement community. Some of my sellers are very meticulous. They look through all the back channels. They'll evaluate everything on social media. Mm-hmm. They'll look at what the budget was 5 years ago, and they're so thorough. This is the kind of person, by the way, that I want to follow into that community because that's not me.
Made a good choice.
Like I'll just say, hey, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Right? So this person is very detailed. If we can provide that kind of access to our clientele, they're going to be able to make a better informed decision.
Absolutely.
And you bring such good information in the Beacon. I'm curious if you have an opinion. Now, sometimes we're dealing with guardianships where I've got a guardianship that is selling a property. Now, that guardian could be a family member.
Yes.
It may not be a family member. Mm-hmm. It could be this is somebody who's outside the family because mom didn't trust the kids.
Right. That happens.
Right? And then you have a guardianship that gets contentious with the interested parties.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a lot of contention in the senior space? Is that
I personally have not been that directly involved in it, but I do know that, for example, in Maryland, it's the Secretary of Aging who is the guardian for anybody in the state of Maryland.
The Secretary of Aging
personally, it has guardianship. So she has a staff of people who handle these kinds of issues in the Office on Aging. So it's not the way any other state does it, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's unusual.
I want to have this person on my show.
Okay.
This sounds like a character from a Raoul Dahl movie or something. the Secretary of Aging, or maybe
she's
it's Monty
person.
Python
she's
or
real,
something.
She's a real person. No, serious business, actually. But but there's an article in the AARP magazine this month. Maybe it's the Bulletin. I think it's a magazine about guardianships going wrong and what the problems can be terrible. Sometimes the person has no family at all and the guardianship goes to a third party who's out there just to sort of take whatever they can. I mean, you have it's a very most guardians, I'm sure, are reliable and reputable, but I mean, it's a difficult situation to be in. You have
Stuart, I got to tell you a story. I mean, to your point, really. So early in my career, maybe 2 or 3 years in, I bought a property that the guardian for the state of Maryland, the guardian was not the secretary of aging. It was a real estate attorney mm-hmm. who was deemed to become the guardian for this lady who had gotten dementia and had no heirs.
Yes.
So this person's job was to make sure that the property was investigated, that they discovered a will if there was one and whatnot. I was a young real estate agent at the time, maybe 4 years in the business, 27 years of age. And I was told by a neighbor of this property, go to this nursing facility. She's there. Went there and they said, hey, you got to talk to this guy. I called the guy who's the guardian. He said, come on over, meet with me. Mm-hmm. Gives me a key. Says, go take a look, come back. I got the key, went and looked at it, came back. He says, what do you think? I said, maybe $90,000. It's a one level, no basement on a busy road, two bedroom, one bath, 1990 was the year. So mm-hmm. $90,000 was fair market value considering the condition. It needed work. And he said, you want to buy it?
Wow.
I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, how about $80,000? I said, sure, okay. And I bought the property, and I bought it as is mm-hmm. with everything inside of it.
Oh,
everything
wow.
was inside the property. I'm talking about all the artwork, mm-hmm. all the furniture. Wine, mm-hmm. all the files,
wow.
all the silver, the loaded gun in the drawer.
Oh, my God.
And then $110,000 in bonds.
Oh, my God.
That I discovered a week later.
Wow.
And then the will. I discovered the will mm-hmm. the same week.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a responsibility finding the will. And by the way, I'm thinking to myself, this guardian, he didn't even go in this property.
Well,
he didn't even look
that.
At this. He had right. no idea. I have an attorney that I reach out to and I ask opinions on things. And I asked this attorney friend of mine, I said, hey, what do you think about these $110,000 in bonds? He said, you know, I think they're yours because you bought it as is.
Mm-hmm.
But I found her will, which gave the money from the proceeds mm-hmm. to the University of Minnesota. And I thought, you know, I just know that if this was my relative, I wouldn't want to keep that money.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned all the bonds over to the University of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've never looked back. I've always felt like it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But that guardian made a mistake.
Oh, my
God.
And
we have to be careful of
right?
that.
That's
you got to make sure your guardian is qualified. Look out. Make sure you've got a good qualified guardian.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break here with the Senior Solutions Show. It's my treat to have Stuart Rosenthal on the show with me today. We'll be right back.
Now, back to Senior Solutions on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Big house, big car, backseat, full bar. Houseboat won't float, the bank won't tote to know. Too much stuff.
Welcome back. Just chatting about guardianships and the importance of having a good guardian. And I was mentioning this story, which if you missed, you should listen to. You can do so on our website at ericstewartgroup.com or on Spotify. Look for Seniors Solutions. I was chatting about finding $110,000 in a property that I bought that a guardian was supposed to be looking out for, and turned that money in after I found the will, and it said that the money that this lady had wanted all of her proceeds and assets to go to this University of Minnesota. So my heart was strung, you know,
yeah.
but I also felt like it was the right thing to do, give the money back, right?
Right.
And I think it's a hard choice, you know.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. But the point is really the loaded gun in the drawer, I mean, that should have been discovered. Suppose
mm-hmm.
Somebody had gone in, a couple of kids had gone in there.
Oh, my God.
You know, I mean, you can only imagine what could have potentially happened. So
it wasn't locked or anything. It was just
the house was locked, but it was a simple lock. It was not a deadbolt.
Right.
And I think when it comes to finding good people to represent you,
mm-hmm.
it's true across the board.
Mm-hmm.
You get what you pay for. You find somebody who knows what to do, how to look out for you. If that's an elder law attorney, you can find good resources in the Beacon newspaper for a variety of different needs that you
right.
might have.
But look for someone with a good reputation. You know,
yeah,
talk
that's
to
right.
other people as well.
Yeah. Right. How do you deal with restaurants when you have hearing loss?
Oh, it's
Stuart,
very
you have
difficult.
Any thoughts?
Yeah. I have seen a number of new hearing aids out there. There's one, I don't remember the brand name, I have to admit, but it comes with a little extra microphone. So if you're in a group setting and noisy, you put this little microphone in front of the other person or something's in the center of the table,
mm-hmm.
and it feeds right into your hearing aid. And you have it's on your smartphone. You have an adjustment. You can adjust the loudness and the timbre and all that kind of thing. So you can manage to hear in a crowd with the aid of this additional microphone besides what you have in your ears.
That sounds interesting. If you want to read more about that, go to AARP.com. They've got an article in there about that.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever thought about buying a beachfront property?
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't?
Oh, okay. So how does your conversation go in your family?
No. Are you crazy?
Okay. But who's the one who says no? You or your wife?
Well, she's the sensible one. So she says it first, and then I agree with her because she's right.
There you go. It's just that simple.
Right.
If she says it, I agree with her.
Now, the truth is, I mean, you know, I don't like to drive long distance. I mean, you don't like that. I mean, it's nice being there.
Yeah.
But it's getting there and coming back that's the problem. And when you think about how often would you really go under those circumstances, it just doesn't seem to be worth the money. So,
well, you not only have to look out for that, but you also have to look out for real estate scams. Okay, there are lots of scams out for selling timeshares and for selling pieces in that are not well funded. They're not well organized. You've got a building where timeshares are being sold, and there's some guidance in how much should be kept on reserve, and it's not necessarily being respected.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that happens, then all the timeshare owners have to come in and save the building. You want to make sure you've got a well-run timeshare if you're going to buy that.
Yeah, timeshares are a serious issue for a lot of older adults. In fact, we have a story coming up in our next issue about how to be careful that your kids don't inherit it by accident and are stuck for the rest of their lives with the same fees that you were.
Well, exactly. You've got to be very careful because there's no way to get out of those fees once you get into those fees unless you can transfer ownership. And if no one wants it, you're stuck. So I've dreamed of buying a beachfront home, and normally the conversation is, it happens at a moment of tremendous stress oftentimes where I'm just, you know, the dream is, oh, I just like to get away from this,
mm-hmm.
you know, or I'd like to go mm-hmm. where the wind is blowing in my hair and, mm-hmm. you know, the blender is magically working in front of me.
Margaritaville.
You know, the whole idea, it's so much romance, the reality of owning a beachfront home.
Keeping it up and keeping it clean and
the amount
safe.
Of damage that salt air does on properties, it is unbelievable. Those of you who have beachfront properties, I'm not out to pick on you. I'm just, you know, painting the reality of it. You get the view of the ocean, which there's nothing quite like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of just going someplace. I'll pay more to rent, have the view if it's really, really important to me. And then I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to deal with getting everything fixed. I don't really want to go on vacation thinking about having to fix everything.
Yes.
And I've owned real estate in the past that I became a landlord. The dream of going and using it wasn't real.
Yeah.
I didn't really have the time. So any idea on where the best places to retire might be?
Oh, they have these studies all the time.
They do, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, yes. And it depends on what you're looking. The best, I mean, the best depends on the person. Is it the place with the lowest taxes? Is it the place that has the best view?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the place that's closest to your kids and grandkids? I mean,
right.
It's different for everybody, you know. So, I mean, I really think a person has to look into those things. But everywhere you consider moving, you should look at all the factors. What's the weather like? You know, how hard does it get to an airport to get to where I wanted to be? You know, what are the tax situations like in that place? Do they tax Social Security? Do they, I mean, you know, they tax your pension income, that kind of thing.
I think you just hit on something very important. What is important to you? Do your T-chart, you know, okay, if taxes is the most important thing, you're going to have stability of income, maybe from an annuity or from some kind of a pension or whatnot, mm-hmm. and you can go live someplace.
Pennsylvania or Florida, something with no state tax or something.
Pennsylvania, Florida, Costa Rica, you know, anywhere you choose. So decide based upon taxes, the amount of money that you have, obviously, what do you like in terms of climate? Do you like the four seasons or do you prefer it always hot?
Mm-hmm.
Where, how far, like for medical,
mm-hmm.
what kinds
yes.
of needs do you have that would be different than the next person?
Right. Some people want to move to Central America because it's very cheap and there's very nice things about it. But, you know, it's not the same culture at all.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
These are good things to think about. Now, I want to turn our attention back to an event you all had, an expo in Northern Virginia and
right.
also in Maryland. And out of that expo, you had an art contest.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked for contestants to submit their entries, and the winners are now being displayed. Tell us about that.
Yes. It was painting and drawing, sculpture, photography, and poetry. Mm-hmm. And the winners are all now on display at the Pepco Edison Place Gallery, downtown D.C. It's about a block from the Capitol Center Arena and right next to the National Portrait Gallery. And you can get in free between noon and 4, Monday to Thursday.
What's the name of this again? Pepco?
It's called Pepco Edison Place Gallery. Apparently, Edison Place is the name of the building
mm-hmm.
that houses Pepco.
I see.
And one side, the block on, I think it's on 7th Street, is the main office building. And on 8th Street, which is where the gallery is, it's the other side of the building. But it's very nice gallery there.
Hmm.
You can just walk in noon to 4, Monday to Thursday. As I say, it's a stone's throw from the National Portrait Gallery. And it's a lovely little place.
That's wonderful, Stuart. Thank
Oasis
you.
It's in downtown D.C. You know, we're near the metro.
And if you're going to be going to a Caps game, if you're going down to the
right.
you know, National Portrait Gallery, why not swing through, see some wonderful art? And you'll probably do this contest again.
I think it's been so popular. We've had a lot of people asking us what's happening next year. So we're talking about it. I'll let you know.
So this would be a good chance, if you're interested, to see what won. Go down there and take a look, and then set your sights on next year. Let's just take a moment and talk about the right sizing guide. Stuart, I get this guide request all the time from listeners and online that want a copy of my free right sizing guide, which is to guide a homeowner through the process of how to get rid of what they have when it comes to the stuff, and how do I disseminate that? How do I decide what's important to me and how to keep it versus letting it go?
Big questions. People always want to know what to do about those things.
You know, and it's not just where to go, like at this antique store or this person for resale. It's really about how do I deal with the emotional attachment that I have to this pie plate or whatever it might be. And so the right sizing guide takes my 30 years of real estate experience, all of the hundreds of sales that I've worked through, and the questions that I've developed that help my clients on their own go through a process of getting rid of their stuff, guiding them through thinking about where they want to be, what their preferable future is.
Sounds great. Put me on the list.
Okay, you got it. So you can download a free copy anytime, and you can share this with your friends at ericstewartgroup.com. Look at the resources for Right Sizing Guide. That's Right Sizing Guide. And just download the Right Sizing Guide. There's no cost. And if you're listening and you don't do email, it's okay. We'll mail you a copy of this. It's free. There's no postage or anything. It's our way of serving you as you're thinking through the process. So just give us a toll-free call at 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. And then I'll make one mention for our seminars next Saturday. I'll be hosting two seminars in Washington, D.C. and in Virginia on how to sell for top dollar. If you're thinking about selling the spring of 2019, I'd like to know how that process will best serve you, make it frictionless for you to be able to put your house up, command top dollar, have the terms you want, come listen and learn. It's an hour long lecture with some questions afterwards and some free refreshments. So go to ericstewartgroup.com to register for that now. That's ericstewartgroup.com or toll-free 800-900-9104. Oh, there's that music. Helen Flynn joins us with a senior moment.
You know, I used to think when I was 20 that maybe by 21 I'd have all the answers, and then by 25 the same, and by 30 I thought certainly I should have the answers to life by now. Well, I think it was about 40 that I said, you know, there aren't answers. I've got to find them with every situation. But the good thing is that as life goes on, the masks fall off. We begin to see reality as it is. We get rid of false pretenses and false ambition. We have much to teach the younger generation today. They can teach us how to fix our smartphones, to do all kinds of things, but we can teach them how to be authentic. We can teach them how to converse with other people. We can teach them to look other people in the eye. We can teach them to look in the mirror and be proud of themselves. We can teach them to have faith in what is to come, and we can teach them to be loving.
Good thought, Helen. Keep life in balance. Stuart, good to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, we'll be back next week. Don't forget, 9:30 tonight, Real Estate Now, right here on WMAL.
You know you can hurt yourself fooling with too much stuff.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper is meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.